This is Trevor Bragdon with Commonwealth Partners, The Winning Edge, tips to help conservatives persuade and win. An important skill to develop as a candidate is the ability to answer tough questions while being calm and confident. Whether you're in a debate or an interview, the way you handle challenging questions can make or break your campaign. In this episode of The Winning Edge, we'll explore five tactics you can use to turn around tough questions to show your strengths and connect with voters. The first tactic is bridging. That's when you acknowledge, then pivot. So if you have a question not directly related to your core message, use bridging to take the conversation back to your issue or talking point. You'll want to acknowledge the question briefly, then pivot the message to what you want to convey. Bridging allows you to control the narrative and keep the focus on your strengths. So here's an example. Say you got a question like this. Your opponent says your tax plan will hurt small businesses. How do you respond? You could answer something like this. I'm glad you brought up small businesses. The truth is, my plan is designed specifically to help small businesses grow by, and then you talk about your specific plan. And then you could end by saying something like, what's really important is making sure small businesses have the support they need to succeed. The second tactic you can use to answer tough questions is reframing. Don't accept the frame the interview gives you. Get a question that's based on a flawed premise or some misrepresentation of your position. Reframe the question to clarify your stance and move the conversation to more favorable ground. For example, you might get a question like, Pennsylvania schools have been chronically underfunded for years. Wouldn't your proposal just accelerate this funding crisis? You could answer something like this. I have to respectfully disagree with the idea that Pennsylvania schools are underfunded. The truth is, our state is actually ranks 8th in the nation when it comes to spending per student. We're spending $4,000 more per student than the national average. My plan is about making sure schools have the funds they need, but also ensuring that every kid, no matter where they live, has access to the education that fits their unique needs. It's about giving all students the quality education they deserve. While bridging and reframing as tactics are some of the most frequent you'll use, sometimes you're in a situation where there's a mistake you need to address. When you're in this situation, there is a strategy called the three R's, and they stand for regret, reason, and remedy. So if you've made a mistake and you need to address it, use the three R's to show your humility and provide context and then offer a solution. So what the formula looks like is this. You want to express regret for the situation, then explain the reasons behind why it happened, and then tell the remedy of how you've learned from the experience and what you'll do going forward. This can work if there's some sort of mini scandal you want to address, or just you want to use it to address something that was controversial in the past. For example, you might get a question like this. You faced criticism for your handling of the budget crisis last year. What went wrong? Your answer could be something like this. We presented a strong budget proposal, and I regret that some lawmakers chose to prioritize special interest over Pennsylvanians' interest. My hope is that they've learned that doing so hurt their constituents in the long run. Going forward, I'll continue to fight for fiscal responsible budgets that help all Pennsylvanians. Now, another tactic you can use in any type of question is called flagging. Flagging is when you want to highlight your most important points. Don't hope that the audience knows what's important. Instead, verbally draw attention to your point. Essentially, plant a flag before you say it. Flagging can be useful when you're discussing like a complex policy or correcting a common misperception. Think of flagging like verbally highlighting part of your answer. So for example, you might get a question like, your school choice proposal will cost local public schools a lot of money. How will local schools deal with the loss of funds? You could answer something like this, where you start out with flagging. The most important thing to remember in this whole discussion on school choice is this. Kids shouldn't be trapped by the zip code they live in. If their school system is failing, they should have a choice to go to a better school. The last tactic to focus on is personalizing. You want to relate and resonate with your audience. Personalizing your response with a story can help you build trust with your audience as you draw on your own experiences and emotion. So an example might be, you get a question like, many families are struggling with rising healthcare costs. What's your plan to address this? And you could answer something like this. This issue's personal to me. When I was growing up, my father was hurt on the job, and our family faced medical bills that nearly bankrupted us. No family should have to go through that. That's why I'm fighting for, then you insert the details of your healthcare plan. As you prepare for your next interview or debate, take an hour to practice these techniques. Have a list of practice questions and then role play with someone asking you each one of them. Particularly focus on your skills of bridging, reframing, and personalizing your answers. For mistakes you've made, practice the specific three R's of your response: the regret, the reason, and then the remedy. In any answer, you can use flagging to highlight the most important points you want your audience to pay attention to. Remember, answering the tough questions isn't about dodging or deflecting. It's about staying true to your message, connecting with your audience, and showing your skills under pressure. By incorporating these five tactics into your communication strategy, you'll be ready to handle any question that comes your way and emerge stronger to your voters.